The Brewers are once again wheeling and dealing, this time acquiring Wisconsin native utility infielder Owen Miller from Cleveland. We're going to dive into those details. Plus, it is Monday. You guys know what that means. Mailbag Monday. That's right. Stay tuned. You are Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Brewers fans, welcome back into the Locked On Brewers podcast. Thank you for always making Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. Do not forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms. That's right, Apple, Google, Spotify, so many else out there. I can't even name them all. If you can, go ahead and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That means so much to me. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. You can follow us on Facebook as well. Get all of our stuff right on your daily news feed at Locked On Brewers Podcast on Facebook. And do not forget, if you're watching this video, hit that subscribe button on YouTube. We are less than 200 subscribers away from 1,000. I cannot thank you all for the support you have given the YouTube channel, your comments, the likes, the thumbs up, everything. I appreciate it all. Go ahead and make sure you hit that subscribe button. I'm your host. As you guys know by now, it's been over 2 weeks now, Brandon Snide, like you, like I tell everybody, I'm just a fan with a mic in front of my face. Like you, I'm a lifelong diehard Brewers fan, actually recording this podcast right down the road from American Family Field. You know it, I know it, as home to our Milwaukee Brewers. You can find me on Twitter at Brandon_Snide. I really, really appreciate you guys letting me steal some of your time. We are less than 10 days away from Christmas. And if you are listening to this podcast, thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember, Locked On Brewers is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Welcome back in, Brewers fans. Last week, there was not a Friday episode. I do apologize if you were looking for it. Was not feeling up to par, feeling a little under the weather. Some stuff going around, as I'm sure all of you guys can relate to. So we did not record one on Friday. But of course, there was some news of the Milwaukee Brewers and another trade. I think this is what? Trade number four, if we're counting here. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I believe it's trade number four for President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold. This time, acquiring infielder Owen Miller from the Cleveland Guardians for a player to be named and or cash. I'm not sure if those details have been figured out yet. For those that are unaware, I'm sure you're aware now, Owen Miller is actually a native of Mequon, played his high school baseball right down the road at Ozaukee High School and also played at Illinois State, not too far from Milwaukee in college. I was looking up some stuff about Owen Miller. There's one little fun fact, I guess you could say, I found about him. Quit his high school ball after his freshman year. Now, he continued to play baseball, but he focused solely on travel baseball. It's kind of an interesting little nugget there. So for those trivia nerds out there, something to throw in your back pocket. So I wanted to kind of just dive into a little bit this first segment. We'll make it quick and we'll get into the mailbag questions. But I just wanted to make it quick. We're going to review what Owen Miller is, what he could potentially be real fast for this team. He drafted in the third round in 2018 for the San Diego Padres. Plays everywhere in the infield outside of shortstop and looks like he could fit right into what the Brewers are going to ask of him. Third base, he's played first base, he's played second. I believe he was talking to the media, I think it was Thursday or Friday of last week, saying those were the positions where he obviously feels more comfortable. It gives you more depth on the bench. If you're Craig Counsell, and we're going to talk about a little bit of that depth and what it can mean for one of these guys, because I think down the road, something is going to have to give for one of these right-hand bats, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But with Cleveland last year, he had 426 at-bats, so he had plenty of time at-bat. He's slashed 243, 301, and 351. Again, numbers that aren't going to wow you, numbers that aren't going to carry you to a World Series, but he's a utility guy, and you're going to need it. You lose Jace Peterson to the Oakland Athletics. He goes there for a two-year deal, so there's going to be some needed bench depth, and that's what the Brewers got. And again, I'm going to say this, and I've talked about it before. David Gasper and I have talked about it about a week ago. Keston Hira, right-handed bat. Mike Brasseau, right-handed bat. Now you acquire Owen Miller, who's also a right-handed bat. I think at some point, something's got to give, right? If you're Matt Arnold, if you're Craig Counsell, Mark Gattanasio. Something between those three has to give. Can all three of those guys coexist on this roster? I don't think so. Somebody's going to be the odd duck out. Kesson Hira, again, up and down year last year between AAA and Milwaukee. Brasso, who just signed back on with Milwaukee this offseason, good friends with Christian Yelich. And then you look at Owen Miller, who the Brewers go out and make a move for. I'm not saying any one of these guys are the future at any one of these positions. And I understand going into this year, and you obviously had acquired Abraham Toro and part of that Colton Wong trade, multiple infielders. And I don't know exactly where all three of these guys can fit on this roster. Now, I understand injuries are going to happen. You don't want to give up on Kesson Hira because of what he can provide offensively to a unit. And at some point, I think Kesson Hira is going to get it figured out offensively. For me, with Kesson Hira, it's defensively. There's nowhere to put him. And I know you could just throw him at the DH. But if he can't hit and he's not playing defense, what purpose is he actually serving? And I love Kesson Hira. I'm a big Kesson Hira fan. So if you are thinking I'm just out there hating on Kesson Hira, I actually really like Kesson Hira. And I defended him all last year. So I'm not sure exactly where Kesson's going to fit. Owen Miller, the thing with Owen Miller, and you look at Abraham Toro as well, they can kind of play multiple positions, right? Brasso, maybe not as much. You'll see him more at third than you will anywhere else. But Miller is a guy that can play three positions in the infield. Toro, who can play two positions in the outfield. Both of those being positions where the Brewers don't have a solid answer. And I know Luis Urias right now is their answer, in my opinion at least, is that third base. And we'll talk about the third base position when we get to Mailbag Monday, because you guys had a lot of questions about that. So we'll get into the mailbag portion of the third base question. But I'm just curious where exactly those three guys could fit on a roster. Again, I'm talking about Kesson Hira, newly acquired Owen Miller, and Mike Brasso, all three right-handed bats. And again, two of those guys defensively are flexible. Kesson Hira, I just don't know where you would put him on a defense. You know, we've seen him play at first base. We've experienced, you know, we had the experience at second base. I don't think you're going to see him anywhere else defensively, maybe in the, you know, right field at a portion of the season where somebody needs a rest. But again, and we'll also talk about this in the mailbag section, you're getting a lot of those younger guys up here. And there are, most of them coming from the AAA level are outfielders. And we'll talk about that as we go on with the episode. It is one of my favorite segments, and you guys asked, and I'll do my best to answer. But first, are you guys making smart sports bet? Inflation is high. I want you guys to be smart here, and I'll make sure you're using betonline.net. Betonline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from pro football to college ball season, to college hoops, to the NBA. They've got it all at betonline.net. If you love sports podcasts, you better love this podcast first. But if you love more, you can find all of those at BetOnline as well. They are the fastest and easiest way to get your sports betting info. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast. From the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions and even big game recaps. And of course, the famous take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, Brewers fans, like I told you before, it's one of my favorite things to do. I look forward all week to this episode. I look forward to your questions. I look forward to the interaction. And I do my best to answer them. I have to leave this with you guys a little bit of a disclaimer. I'm not an expert. I'm going to do my best to answer. You may disagree with my answer, and that's perfectly okay. Again, you guys absolutely killed it this week. Last week I thought was good. This week was even more. I did my best to get to all of them. You asked some really tough questions. So without further ado, let's get it rolling. And the first one goes to @BrockenSB and Logan, who both kind of asked similar question. So I wanted to put those two together. They want to know about the idea of Willy Adames staying in Milwaukee. Okay. Now keep in mind, over the weekend, I believe it was Saturday mid morning, Dansby Swanson agreed to a contract with the Chicago Cubs, 7 years, $177 million, no trade clause included in that deal. So these guys, both Brocken and Logan kind of asked the same question of, do you like the idea of keeping Adames in Milwaukee? Do you believe the Brewers will actually extend him? And if we do, what type of contract do you think he sees? I've been critical of Mark Atanasio. I will continue to be critical of Mark Atanasio because I believe in my heart of hearts that this is a championship type of core in Milwaukee. Now, right now, I don't think this is a championship contender as far as an overall roster. But when you have a Corbin Burnes and you have a Brandon Woodruff and you have a Devin Williams and you have young pieces coming up to AAA and you got Willy Adames, who not only is one of your best offense and defensive players, he's your clubhouse leader, at least one of them. So he's a guy that I think they need to sign. I'm hesitant to think that the Milwaukee Brewers will sign him. If there's a contract out there that's comparable, like a good comparison, I think the Swanson one is a good one. I think for what an Adames contract could look like is you're looking at that $20 to $25 million per year contract. Now, again, Swanson's, I believe it's right over 25 over the course of 7 years per year, $25 million. But I think right now it is something the Brewers must absolutely do. And the only way I say they don't, or maybe they shouldn't, or maybe they won't, is if they have plans. Again, we've seen the Brewers operate in kind of a weird way. Nobody saw the Contreras trade coming. The Brewers acquiring William Contreras. So nobody knew that was coming. But would they possibly make a move at second base for somebody and move Terrain back to shortstop? I don't know. That would be the only thing I could think of a plan that would work, a future look at it. But I think right now they absolutely need to re-sign. They need to extend Willy Adames. 2 years left of control on him. Again, you don't want to get him to that unrestricted free agent period because the Brewers are not going to be able to compete with the money that's probably going to be tossed out there. The free agent market for shortstop has absolutely skyrocketed. And I feel for Matt Arnold and Mark Atanasio this offseason. I mean, you see Trey Turner, Xander Bogaerts, Swanson. I'm probably missing a few that have slipped, but I mean, the money has just been I think I saw a graphic like over $1 billion between the amount of shortstop deals this offseason. So the money's absolutely crazy. But again, what kind of team do you want to be? If you want to compete for the National League Central, which in my opinion, the Brewers do, that's their goal. I mean, he's a building block to a hopeful championship contender. Willy Adames, I'm talking about. He's one of the core pieces that I was mentioning. You've seen what happened when you first go out and trade for Willy Adames and what he did to this roster in this clubhouse. I mean, he changed it in a way that's indescribable. So again, he's a guy you have to go get. I'm thinking a contract is going to be right around what Swanson's is. Maybe you up the years to 10. Maybe you give him, $200, $220, but he's going to demand high money because that's just the market right now. Good question. I'll go back on Twitter from Zach. What do you think about trading Tyrone Taylor for basically nothing, just to give more opportunities to the rookies, the younger guys? I think we need to give them all good chances here. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say nothing. I think that's a decent question. Philosophically, I can kind of see where you're coming from. I think they should. I think Tyrone Taylor had a decent year last year. I think he had a better year the year before, but he can be an everyday starter for a baseball club. There's no doubt about it in my mind, defensively and offensively. But I think as a Milwaukee Brewers get into spring, you got to see what you have in guys like Joey Weimer, Garrett Mitchell, who was up here, I know, for parts of the year last year. Sal Frelick is another guy. Eventually, you're going to see, in my opinion, Jackson Chourio, whether it's this year or next year. But again, the only caveat I would have to your question, Zach, is that prospects don't always translate to, everyday starters. And we've seen it a lot, especially in the Brewers organization, but really all around Major League Baseball. It doesn't always mean you're going to translate into something very special. So I would see, if I'm the Brewers, you see what you got in spring. If you think you got what we anticipate them being, I'm talking about Frelick, Weimer, Mitchell, obviously Chourio eventually, then I would go out and try to acquire a middle reliever. Again, somebody that an extra arm, it doesn't hurt. And the Brewers have done a good job this offseason of kind of prioritizing their bullpen. You've seen it. Matt Arnold's kind of focus on hard throwers. We'll get into more of the bullpen question because one of you guys asked about that as well. So we'll get into that, but can't hurt having more arms. That's all I'll say. Good question, though. And let's see here. We got to go to Ed on Twitter. Do you see the Milwaukee Brewers signing a third baseman? If so, do you prefer Justin Turner or Brandon Drury? Why and how many years? That's a really good question. I like that one a lot. Kind of alluded to this last week. I think it was on Thursday's show. I want Turner. And I know I get it. I know. A lot of fans like Brandon Drury's younger. His numbers could peak a little bit more at American Family Field. I understand it, but I'm speaking of numbers at American Family Field, I'd be curious to see if Justin Turner's numbers, power numbers, and again, drop dramatically from 2021 into 2022. I'd be curious to see if American Family Field can help increase those numbers. He's obviously going to give you a 961 fielding percentage at third base. So defensively, you're getting somebody extremely solid. You're getting a proven winner. You're getting a guy that's been to a World Series, helped a team win a World Series. I know it was a 60-game season. Nonetheless, he's been there. They're in the playoffs every single year. I want that mentality. I want that championship or bust type of mentality in the Milwaukee Brewers clubhouse. And I think that's something that Justin Turner would bring. That's the only reason, one of the only reasons I would put him over Drury. Again, I would be fine with either one, to be quite honest with you, but I will take Turner. Again, word out there is the Brewers were interested last week. I don't know if that is still translating into currently, but again, their word out there is he wants at least a 2-year contract. He's 38 years old. That would be about right. I would say if you got to give him 2 years, 2 years, $18 million, 2 years, $20 million, keep it within that $8 to $10 million range per year. Ideally, if I was me, 1 year, $10 million, I would rather do a 1 year deal. He can be your bridge to whatever your plan is in the future, but I'm not sure exactly how the Brewers would do that. But that's a great question. All right, let's do one more question before we head to the next segment. This time we're going to jump over to Facebook. Actually, remember, you guys can follow the show on Facebook at Locked On Brewers Podcast. Make sure you hit that like button. And Tim drops by with a good question. As the team sits right now, is it better overall on paper versus the end of 2022? There appears to be quite a few question marks. Great, great question, Tim. And thank you for jumping on Facebook and asking a question. If you guys have listened into the show, my theme of this offseason has seemingly been more questions than answers regarding the Milwaukee Brewers. I think a big question was answered by adding William Contreras. I thought that was absolutely huge. I would say that was probably your number one question mark as far as position goes. I think at third base, yeah, it's something you want to address, but catcher was just a huge void after Omar Narvaez left. Not that Omar was good or great, but he was solid, and you know, only having Caratini back there as the veteran wasn't necessarily an option I wanted to see going forward. So they addressed that. I would say as far as pitching, it's kind of about the same. Again, I think for me at least, and I know some people will disagree, I'm not 100% sold on Devin Williams in the ninth. That remains a question for me. So again, that's something that hasn't been answered. So it's about the same. You added more depth. I think as far as the bullpen goes, we've seen guys like Jason Junk be added. I think, you know, bullpen arms were added in the latest trade for William Contreras. I think you're going to see the bullpen be a little bit more flexible, be a little bit more dependent. I think that middle relief last year was very questionable. We discussed some of the trades on this show. You lose your 1-2 bat from last year. But again, I think Winker is going to have a better year offensively. I think you're going to see him probably DH. I think you're going to see the younger guys come up. I like the potential of seeing Garrett Mitchell and Bryce Terrain and Sal Frelick playing more. Again, you're adding just more speed on the base pass, put more pressure on opposing defenses. I think, again, adding a third baseman would be huge. Now, obviously, haven't done it yet, so we can't speak on it. But if you go in with Luis Urias as your third baseman, I still think that's okay. Give him that opportunity there if you do not make a move. Again, second base, in my opinion, you're going to see Terrain, as long as given he stays healthy throughout the spring and shows a little bit of potential. Rowdy Tellez obviously rounds out your first base, but your catcher position is better than it was a year ago. William Contreras, we talked about on the show last week, would have been number one in a number of offensive categories for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's now part of that roster. Again, I mentioned Jesse Winker. I think offensively, his slash line at American Family Field is insane. I think offensively, you'll see him improve his numbers from a year ago when he was in Seattle. So right now, I'll take this team currently constructed, December 19th, over what we saw a year ago, a team that just absolutely sputtered after the Josh Hader trade. And again, a lot of question marks. You're absolutely right, Tim. But hopefully at some point, some of those get answered. But great questions so far. Let's continue to answer them, shall we? Incredible questions came pouring in over the weekend. Again, I appreciate each and every one of you. I try my best, guys, to answer these questions. Remember, if you have a question at any time for any episode, just drop it. Let me know you want to be included in the episode. Every Monday, I will continue to do this as long as I'm doing this. As long as they let me do this podcast, I will continue to ask your questions. I think having a show where you guys have an input, and again, I'm gonna tease this because it's gonna happen at the end of the show. But there's another part of the show I want you guys to be a part of. But Mailbag Mondays is a special one to me because I like being able to interact with you guys. I like having your questions, and it makes me feel like I'm including you in the show. So for example, last week we had a YouTube subscriber who dropped a question. This was like last week, Wednesday. And I told him, hey, I'm going to keep this and I'm going to save it for Mailbag Monday. So he came in and asked, do you think we're going to spend money on a free agent? And who do you think? Again, kind of alluded to this before. I said I want Justin Turner. I mentioned it in the segment before, and I'll mention it again. I even mentioned it last week when the rumors first came out. I get it. I know a lot of fans like Brandon Drury. I understand it. I also wouldn't mind him either. I'm not opposed to that as well. But I do think at some point, if you want to be a championship contending team, the Milwaukee Brewers are going to have to address and solidify the third base position. That's not taking anything away from Luis Urias, who I think is a really good player. And I think he's a guy that can be your super utility guy if you go out and get a Drury or a Justin Turner. So I want third base from free agent to be explored for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, again, your question says, do you think we're going to spend money? No, I don't, because I don't know what they're going to spend money on as an organization. Mark Atanasio, it seems to be more trades than free agents so far. So again, could it be that be included? I don't know. I would rather them spend money on extending Willy Adames. But if we're going with free agents, I'm going to give you guys who I think I would want. And maybe, again, I'm dreaming here, but I would also like to add a closer. I mentioned in the segment before, I'm not sold on Devin Williams in the ninth. And maybe it was that Hader trade that just completely screwed him up. But it felt shaky last year. And even the games that he saved, they still seemed a little bit shaky. So again, I don't think he's a bad answer, but he's a guy that I would rather address with a free agent. And I'm going to tell you right now a name who I was high on about a year ago, who I thought the Brewers might explore it when he was in Chicago for the White Sox, Craig Kimbrell, former Cub, former Red Sox. I think if you get Devin Williams to where he's more comfortable, in my opinion, and his numbers will say, you know, I think they'll align right. I don't have the numbers in front of me, that he's a better eighth inning guy than he was in the ninth inning. Again, Josh Hader trade wasn't emotional for him. Probably was. He's a young guy. Hader's been there since the start of his career. Maybe that just shook him off his game. Maybe he'll go back out there and he'll dominate this year in the ninth. I don't know. I hope that's the case, but that's just a position I would explore. And then I also like Andrew Chafin, again, former Chicago Cub, pitched with the Detroit Tigers last year. Again, I think right now, Holby Milner's your only high leverage lefty coming out of the pen. And I would like to see Chafin get in there for those lefty on lefty matchups in the course of a close game or whatever kind of position you want to put him in as far as when you could see him. So that's a great question. But so I'll go Chafin. I like Craig Kimbrell. Say that three times fast. And of course I said Justin Turner before. So good question. All right. Tom from Twitter, prioritize these improvements the Brewers can still make. Third base, bullpen, starting pitching depth. Great question, Tom. Thank you, as always, Tom, for listening. You are a loyal listener, a loyal fan over there on the Twitter sphere and also on YouTube. So thank you, Tom. Great question. I kind of answered it a little bit ago. Right now, as far as improvements, I think without question, it's third base. I think, again, Turner, Drury, if you're going to make a trade, go out and get Jose Ramirez, I guess. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think that's ever going to happen, but we can dream, right? Bullpen, I don't know if it is, though, Tom, as much as we think it is. Now, I said Kimbrell. I understand some of you may think, well, you just said Craig Kimbrell. That's if Devin Williams isn't the Devin Williams that we think he can be in the bullpen. I think he's better in the seventh and eighth. I would think that the middle relief is going to be better this year. So I don't think that's going to be kind of a position that you need to prioritize. If you're going to prioritize anything in the bullpen, I would just say it has to be the closer. But that's, again, I think the Brewers believe in everything that Devin Williams has. So I don't think they're going to prioritize that as an organization. That's just me as a fan thinking a little bit of wanting the perfect team. I think as far as starting pitching goes, I don't think there's a concern at all for the starting pitching. You know what you got in Corbin Burnes. You know what you got in Brandon Woodruff. Freddie Peralta will be better this year, in my opinion. You're going to see more out of Ethan Small. You're going to see more out of Aaron Ashby. Jason Alexander's there. I think starting pitching is completely fine. And again, don't sleep on Robert Gasser at some point in spring or later on in the summer. Again, coming from part of that Josh Hader trade from San Diego last August. I think he's a guy that can potentially be your in fourth or fifth starter. Again, according to most, he was that prize out of that trade that included Josh Hader. So keep your eye on Robert Gasser. But I think starting pitching, I think they're completely fine. So good question. All right. Ian on Twitter asks, how does the outfield / DH position look in 2 years? Weimer, Chorio, Mitchell, and Frelich all seem to fit like a glove in those positions, but how do they move Yelich, if at all? So I'll answer your last part of your question first. I doubt there's ever a chance the Brewers will be able to move Christian Yelich. Talked about it with Vinny Rotino a week ago. Unless at some point he decides to snap out the 2 year funk that he's been in, maybe there's a team that will take him a bite. And I just don't think you're ever going to be able to move that contract without paying something. So again, I don't think you ever really move Yelich at all. I think as far as your first part of your question, how does the outfield DH position look like? Great question. Because this year, in my opinion, they're going to experiment with more of a Winker / Hira if they don't move Hira. Again, we talked about that at the beginning of the show. But Winker's off is a contract year for him. He's an unrestricted free agent next year. But again, as far as the Weimer, Chorio, Mitchell, and Frelich, I mean, those are four guys that, you know, offensively we haven't seen enough of at all really in the big leagues, especially outside of Mitchell. So if Chorio can turn into somebody, if Chorio projects to what he's projected to be, I think you have a good problem on your hands, right? I mean, really good problem. You know, three outfield positions and, you know, you got four or five solid starters. Again, what are they going to do with Tyrone Taylor? But I think you're going to see the DH just kind of be a revolving position on the roster for Craig Counsell to give guys a defensive mental day off and physical day off. And I think he's just going to rotate whoever has the hot bat. Can that be somebody that they acquire in a trade? Again, you know, whether it's Rowdy Tellez DH and they acquire a first baseman, a third baseman, a lot of positions still have question marks. I think you're going to see William Contreras DH a lot. He DH'd a lot in Atlanta last year. He was a DH at the All-Star game a year ago. So again, that's a guy you could see in the DH if they go out and again, releasing or DFAing Mario Feliciano, who was a lot of fan favorites. So we'll see. We'll see what they do, but I could see Contreras being a DH candidate, especially if you have a younger, I shouldn't say younger. He's only 20. Contreras is only 24, but if you have a prospect coming up, you know, in the catcher position or maybe another trade offensively for a catcher, we'll see, but it's a good problem to have, especially when you, like you said, Weimer, Chorio, Mitchell, and Frelich, a lot of people, a lot of great prospects and not a lot of positions to put them in. But again, keep in mind, nothing always translates. Nothing always translates. Great questions. Those were absolutely phenomenal questions. Thank you, everyone, as always. Cannot tell you how much I appreciate those. I love answering those each and every week. One of my favorite segments. But before we end the show, speaking of questions, I have one for all of you guys that listen to this podcast. So if you're listeners of the Lockdown Brewers podcast, this is where you turn up your volume a little bit. Do you guys want to join the show? I'm being serious. I'm being serious. So starting in January, I teased this, I think, on social media at Brandon_Snide. I want you guys, yes, you guys listening to the show, to be able to join me. We can chat about life. We can chat about Wisconsin, Milwaukee, baseball, whatever it is you guys want to talk about. We can take 30 minutes and talk about it. I'm going to call it a fan feature Friday. I'm going to try to get a few of you each Friday for Friday's episode. And if you guys are interested, hit the DMs on Locked On Brewers on Twitter or Facebook. If you guys want to be a part of the show, it's going to start after the holidays. So we'll let the holidays, you know, come and go. But it's something I was just thinking about during the off season, get to know you guys a little bit. You can get to know me a little bit, and it just brings another element to the show. So if you're interested in that, drop me a DM. Everyone is welcome. Doesn't matter how old, whatever you're, you know, want to talk about life, whatever it is you guys bring it to the show, we'll discuss it. As always, thank you guys for making this podcast part of your daily routine. You can find the Locked On Brewers podcast everywhere you get podcasts. Don't forget, we are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, we are on YouTube at Locked On Brewers. Hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, hit that follow button. You can also follow me on Twitter at Brandon_Snide. Thank you guys so much for making the Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up on the next episode, I'm going to chat with Paul Byrd. Yes, he covers the Atlanta Braves. We're going to dive into a little bit more of what William Contreras brings to this Milwaukee Brewers team offensively and defensively. So stay tuned for that. Also later on this week, a Locked On crossover with the Locked On MLB podcast. So be on the lookout for that later on this week. As always, thank you guys for having me talk to you about some Brewers. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Put a smile on your face. It's almost Christmas. And as always, go Brewers.